Welcome to Talking the Talk, Healthy Sexuality Conversations. I'm Vanessa Hamilton. This is the podcast that is going to encourage and support you to be the main sex and sexuality educator for your child. Do you want to feel confident and comfortable to have healthy and positive conversations about sex and sexuality with children so that you will be the first person who educates them about each topic? This podcast will provide you with surprisingly simple and effective, actionable tips to clear the fears and uncertainty around essential sexuality conversations with kids. Each episode, I'll answer questions from parents and cover a variety of different topics. As a bonus, you might just get that sexuality education you missed out on when you were growing up. So as my tagline says, let's get started. It's easier than you think. Just a word of warning regarding the content. This podcast is not suitable for children. At times, it may contain explicit themes, including sexual themes, sexual abuse, and other adult conversations. Mostly, it'll be fun, informative, and insightful, but at the same time, please be sure to pause and take a breather or check in with your usual supports if any sensitive content brings up difficult thoughts or feelings for you. Because the sexual health and well-being of our kids is paramount, something we need to think about, and I've added into the parent guide, is about diversity and being LGBTIQA+, which is part of being human. And I put this question to parents to think about the fact that not every human is heterosexual or cisgender, and are you prepared that your child might not be, or their peers or their friends, and that young people need our support? So I've given very simple information in the book, and I'll just cover it now, just a few words and explanations for the aim of educating people. So LGBTIQA+ is an acronym that stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer or questioning, intersex, asexual, as well as many other identities related to sexual orientation and gender. And so gender is often inaccurately referred to as being only either male or female. When in reality, and so it often gets confused with sex, in reality, gender is actually as diverse as the spectrum of human diversity, and each and every one of us has a unique gender identity. So as far as our identity, our gender identity is a deeply held internal sense of ourself as being feminine or masculine, a blend of both, neither, or something else. Gender identity is our internal experience and our unique naming of our gender. And by the way, I've done a whole podcast on this earlier in the show that you can look back and have a look at. I can't remember which number. It might be number 11 or 12. Physical or biological sex is relating to humans being born with a set of sex characteristics. So humans are born with a set of sex characteristics that are genetic, chromosomal, anatomical, and hormonal. So anatomy and hormones. And there's a typical expected medical set. There's typically expected medical norms for male, female or male. Intersex people, 1.7% of the population, are born with a diverse range of variants for these expected medical norms of characteristics. So as far as physical or biological sex, there's male, female and intersex. And so sex assigned at birth is when a baby is born. Mostly the adults in the room assign male or female based on the physical characteristics, but it's not always this straightforward, and I won't expand on that here. As far as our expression, our gender expression or gender presentation is how we present our personal gender identity externally. So it's the way that each of us manifests our identity through what we do, what we wear, our behaviour, our demeanour, our hairstyles, our mannerisms, our voice, our body shape, and how we express ourselves. And society, every society sets a sort of expected spectrum of femininity and masculinity. And that will differ in different societies. Practically everything is assigned to gender in our society, if we really think about it. In our society, culture and family will also perceive a spectrum that's been expected. So practically everything is assigned to gender in our society, culture, family will perceive, interact with and shape our gender based on these expectations. But we need to be a bit more flexible and fluid than that. As far as sexual orientation and attraction, It's who individuals are attracted to or not. It describes sexual, physical, romantic, and emotional attraction. They're just some of the words, and includes a person's sense of identity based on those attractions. So, for example, heterosexuality, attraction to members of the opposite gender. It's commonly termed as male to female. Homosexuality, attraction to members of the same gender. And bisexuality, attraction to members of more than one gender. And keeping in mind that might be someone who's female might be attracted to males and also other genders. They're the three most commonly discussed categories of sexual orientation, although there are many more unique versions of sexual orientation. And I've literally listed just four or five words here just to define, because it's such a big and broad topic that needs more attention than I can give it in this PDF, but it's just the basics. So biological, physical, sex, female, male, or intersex. Intersex people have many different kinds of bodies and experiences of biological diversity as well as life experiences. Gender identity, some of the words used around that might be gender diverse, non-binary, binary meaning there's only two, gender fluid, agender, gender neutral, cisgender, transgender. And importantly, just to remember, gender identity may not match that was assigned at birth, nor indeed gender identity may not meet the typical norms of either of those two that are usually assigned at birth, male or female. And language around gender expression, for example, transgender individuals often seek to make their gender expression, how they look, match their gender identity, who they are, rather than the sex that was assigned to them at birth. Some language used around sexual orientation, attraction, and again, this is just some, there's so much more. There's always been language around human diversity and sexuality, as long as human history. It's important that we respect each individual's choices about the language about their own person. So some common words around sexual orientation or attraction: bisexual, homosexual, pansexual, asexual, heterosexual, lesbian, gay. Queer is sometimes used by some as an umbrella term, sort of overarching term for being non-heterosexual or cisgender individuality, because it's used for its non-specificity to sexual orientation and gender identity. People may prefer to use that than specify other language. So a quote that I've got here and the page after those few pages of language is, everybody has their own unique version of human sexuality and we need to learn about, celebrate and respect every version. You're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to harm others with it. And that's a message for people to learn and understand diversity and celebrate human differences because it's relevant to your kids, and we need to keep kids safe because we're adults and that's our job.